Welcome to the Bill and Rookie podcast for this St. Patrick's Day 2021. Happy St. Patrick's Day. Sláinte. Drink green beer. Have a great day. Be safe. So right toward the end of the Bill and Rookie experience, we learned that there's going to be a Green Bay Packer championship Super Bowl ring up for auction. It looks like Harry City.
It looks like Harry City's, yeah, right.
Ring. Yeah, I don't know. Maybe he's trying to raise some dough for the my brother's keeper or something. I don't know his motivation behind it, but he's got others. We know that, right?
Yeah, that's true.
He's got a few others. But it got me thinking, what is your closest connection to a championship ring? Have you ever had one on your hand or anything like that? Do you know anybody who had one? Any type of championship ring, World Series, Super Bowl, Stanley Cup, anything like that?
I have not, but I don't know if this counts. But here's the closest I've come to anything like that. The 1960 gold medal men's hockey from Squaw Valley, the original Ooh. Miracle on Ice that nobody right. talks about. And the way I saw that is it was the Christian brothers, Bill Christian, and I can't remember Dave Christian was later the son that played on the Olympic team. My hockey team up there, when I lived in Minnesota before we moved to Colorado, went up there for a tournament in the War Road area, and we got to take a tour of the Christian Brothers Hockey Stick Factory, and they had the gold medal in the shop, just up on the wall, framed up. They got it down, took it out of the case, and everybody got to hold it. It was the coolest thing. I thought it was really cool when I was a kid.
That's pretty awesome. Is it heavy?
That I don't remember. I mean, if you think back to 1960, it was probably smaller. You know, they've started making those Olympic medals gaudier and gaudier, like championship rings. I believe it was smaller from 1960, but I'm sure as a kid it weighed a lot. But that's it. That's the closest I've come. I've never had a championship ring in my palm, on my finger, anything like that. I know you have, though.
The only one I ever have that I can remember was a 1967 Toronto Maple Leafs Stanley Cup champion ring. Guy that was on that team, a guy named Jim Pappin, he was a winger on that team. After he was later traded, I think the next year, he was traded to the Blackhawks and played out the rest of his career in Chicago. So, and actually, he was a pretty good player. He was part of the Makita Pappin and Hall line. They called it the MPH line. Back in the early 70s. Mm-hmm. And after he was done playing, he stuck around the Chicago area and out in the suburbs. In fact, he got into horses, and he had a ranch or a stable. He called it Hockey Stables. And Pappin used to hang around at this bar that I used to hang around when I first turned like 21. It was my early 20s. And he used to hang around, so he'd be there, you know, quite often. And he was working for the Hawks at that time as a scout in some ways, or he had some, maybe it was only a ceremonial position, but he still had a connection with the Hawks. But every once in a while, he had his Maple Leafs Stanley Cup championship ring on. And I got to put it on my hand one time and check it out. It was very, very cool. The diamonds on it were in the Maple Leafs, you know, in the logo on the top.
Mm-hmm.
And it was from the late 60s, so it wasn't a big gaudy one like they have today, too, but it was still very cool. So that's my only connection to a Stanley Cup. I've seen, when I was waiting tables at a restaurant many, many, many years ago, there was a guy that I was waiting on who was wearing a Packers Super Bowl championship ring.
Okay.
But he wouldn't tell. I asked him about it, and he wouldn't tell me who he was. He's that guy, you never heard of me or anything, something like that. He didn't want to really even talk about it. So I'm not sure if it was really his or what the story behind it was, but that's the only other time I've seen anybody wearing one or anything,
mm-hmm.
except for, you know, special gatherings right. or something that the Packers have done. But, you know, like we've seen other guys that we've had in studio that have had them on. Didn't we have, what's his name now? I can't remember his name. Guy's on the grocery store.
Dave Robinson.
Didn't he have his ring with him one time?
Probably.
I don't recall exactly. But, yeah, but that was such like a random meeting. But he didn't want to tell me about it. They're pretty rare. Man, I would love to have that from Harry City. 30 grand.
It might go higher than that. Might go higher than that, but like you said, he has others from his playing days. This is his coach's ring from 1996 that apparently is up for auction. We need to talk to Harry about that and see what's up, man.
Yeah, we should. I have a replica 2016 Cubs World Series ring.
Sure you do.
That I bought like $20-something, but it looks cool.
I did see somebody had a Packers Super Bowl ring from 2010. They were up in the in a suite at the Gamblers game when we did one of our promotions, and I had that in my hand and all that stuff. But it was an employee ring.
Okay.
So, I mean, that's cool, but that doesn't really count, does it?
Well, it was. How different was the employee ring than the actual?
I guess it was very, very similar, but much, much smaller.
And not as expensive?
Probably not.
Probably not, yeah.
So
I'm still chaffed. I didn't get a ring from the Gamblers when they won it in 2010. I think it was my first year there.
Yeah, well, you should get after them. You should get after them for that.
Junk. I could have that on my I could have that on my shelf. Oh well. Maybe next time. Now that I've got a decade in with them.
Right. You've earned it. Now you're off probation.
If they win this year, that would be sweet. All right, well, that's cool. Some lucky person is gonna spend a lot of money to get something that's very, very cool. I'm jealous. All right. Have a great day, Rook. Happy St. Patrick's Day. And everyone out there, be safe tonight, and we'll see you tomorrow and every morning, 6 a.m. for the Bill and Rookie Experience on Sports Radio 107.5 and 1400 The Fan.